Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 54th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Somebody asked me just here last week again if I'd heard about Ravi Zacharias. He's listening to Moody Radio last week, and I mentioned that about Ravi Zacharias. And I ain't gonna criticize anybody except by saying that I watched John MacArthur. He was on stage here last week with some other preachers, and they were determining whether Ravi Zacharias was a saved man or not. Isn't that interesting? And I listened to this, and I wanted to shake, if I was there, I would shake John MacArthur. And John MacArthur knows more than I'd ever, forgot more than I'd ever know. But how somebody could say that Ravi Zacharias was not a saved man is beyond me. If not by the grace of God, there goes me or you. Okay? They said on stage that he couldn't have been saved. Of course, that's that Calvinist in them, you know, that understand all, because these are Calvinists on the stage. And because he did this, he couldn't have been saved. Well, the Bible is telling you, stay away from that mess. Saved people fall into these traps. Men of God fall in these traps. We're going to find out next week about Joseph. But he ran the other way. Look at the difference. Between the two brothers. Chapter 7. And I'm not going to read this whole chapter. Chapter 7, it's the whole chapter in Proverbs about men. Don't you go into these women over here. Let me just read a couple of verses. But all of chapter 7 speaks of this. Begin in verse number 5. Keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flatters thy with her words. Come up and see me sometime, big boy. For at the window of the house I looked through the casement, and I beheld the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. They didn't know what they were doing. And it goes on. The woman caught him and kissed him and said, I have peace offerings with me. Come inside, and I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry and carved wood with fine linen. I perfumed my bed. My husband is gone, and he ain't coming back. And the end of that chapter says this, let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. One other passage, chapter number 9, verses 13 through 18. Preachers spend a lot of time on this. Well, it's destroyed a lot of people. I could tell you stories after stories. People in this church over the years, I've counseled. I remember one I sat at Olive Garden. I'll never forget, across from this guy, and I wept. I said, man, don't you do this. A member of this church, he's no longer a member of this church, but he was in love. And his wife just wasn't. It's always two sides. I can't go into that, but I just heard it, and his wife didn't. But he found somebody who loved him and changed his life and said, don't you do this. It destroyed him, man. Destroyed him. Proverbs chapter 9:13-18. A foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knoweth nothing. She sitteth at the door of her house and on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways, who is simple. Let him turn in hither. And to him that wanteth understanding saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell, and literally in the grave. It destroys you. It would destroy others. And I spend a lot of time on that, but that's what happened. It destroyed people. when Judah went there, and we're going to see what happened real quick. He saw her. I said all that in verse number 15. Quickly, verses 16 through 18, Tamar sets a trap for Judah, and he has sex with her. And you know the story, time won't allow. I just got a few minutes. Let me read this quickly. This is interesting. And he turned unto her, by the way, and said, Go, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me that thou mayest come unto me? Let's negotiate a price. You ain't getting nothing for free here, Judah. You know the story of the prostitutes. Okay. And he said, what pledge? What do you want? And she said, tell you what, thy signet and thy bracelet. In verse number 17, he said, here's the payment. I'll send you a kid from the flock. Well, then what will you give me as a pledge? In other words, kind of security till I get that goat from you, that kid from you. Well, I tell you what, you can take my signet, which is like a ring that he would have as a seal that it would belong to him. It would identify him from others, that signet. And thy bracelets. I looked at the word bracelets. I thought, that's a strange word. Well, it's an old King James word. When we talk about bracelets, we think of women wearing bracelets. That's not what he had on. It was a cord that they would wrap around him as twined together where you would have your coat, like a bit, we'd say a belt, okay? They call it a bracelet. He said, you could have my ring. You could have, if I use it in layman term, a belt. And thy staff, that's that rod that's in thine hand. And he gave it to her and came into her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away and laid her veil from her and put on the garments of her widowhood. She went back to her way of life. Now, verse 19 through 23, she disappears. Because look at verse number 20. And Judah sent the kid, this goat. At least he was halfway honest. Okay, I'm going to take it. He wanted his signet and all of that back, you know. Take the goat. He sent him there, and his friend, Adonai, to receive his pledge. But he found her not. She vanished. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, where is the harlot that was openly by this wayside? And they said, there's no harlot in this place. And he, his friend, returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of this place, that there was no harlot in this place. There's no such person here. And Judah said, well, let her take it to her. Lest we be ashamed. Behold, I sent this kid, now has not found it. Literally what kid is basically saying here, well, she got my stuff, it's over, let's move on. That's what he's saying. We'll keep the goat and she can, the story's over. Okay. Verses number 24 through 26, it all comes out. And it came to pass that 3 months later, after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law hath played the harlot. Also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, bring her forth and let her be burnt. 3 months later, after they had this encounter, servants told Judah, your daughter-in-law is pregnant. She's played the harlot. She's supposed to save herself for your youngest son. She didn't. And Judah said, okay, we're going to kill her. Now, two different thoughts about the burn. Again, I think he meant to kill her. Some other commentators think that she wanted to burn her on the face, you know, to mark her as a harlot. I don't know what, you know, I'm not sure. The Bible's not real clear on that. I think he meant to kill her, because later on in the law, it talked about somebody does that to kill them, stone them or whatever. But anyway, bring her forth and let her be burnt. And she was brought forth. When she was brought forth, she sent her to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose these are, I'm with child. And she said, discern, I pray thee, whose are these? The signet, the ring, the bracelets, and the staff. Can you imagine Judah's face?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Perrys live in concert. That's at 6 p.m. Saturday, April 24th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope that you'll attend and enjoy the wonderful music. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.